House Bill 1301, an act to authorize the Railroad Authority to acquire certain facilities owned by other railroads and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1301 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we have House Bill 1301 before you today. This is at the request of the governor. I want you to remember several years ago that we acquired the track between Aberdeen and the South Dakota border. What this we're asking to do now is to acquire the other 23-mile track that would also connect from Aberdeen all the way into North Dakota and to connect into a major railroad line. What this will do in the future of it, that this will do for ag at Britain and along that line, it will move ag all the way down that line, and possibly in the future the DM&E will be able to use that rail also. It could take a multitude of trucks off those existing roads and put them back on the railroad lines. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this 23 miles of track is estimated at a cost of $400,000, which will come out of the Railroad Trust Fund, which now has $4 million in it at the present time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would really appreciate your vote that I think that South Dakota Ag needs this additional railroad line. I'd like your favorable vote on House Bill 1301.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. This is a very good bill. If you remember last year, the process that we used to allow the state to take acceptance of a piece of line, this continues that same piece of line into North Dakota, does exactly what we need to do. It's not only going to open up that small area of the state of South Dakota, it basically gives us, once we get that line in our ownership and fixed up and operable, the abilities, for instance, for the DM&E to be able to use that line to get into North Dakota. It allows us to tie all of the lines together going east and west to provide for competition. It can do great things for this state if we get it up and running. It's just a matter of developing what we can do and how we can do it and providing that access. So this is a very important bill, and I hope that we'd have 100% vote out of this Senate body.
Further remarks, Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ditto. I totally agree with Senator Simmons. This is in my district today. It'll be back in his next year. And this really just completes what we started last year. Really, what we did last year was good, but this really just puts the icing on the cake for the people up in that part of the state. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
Ditto.
Must be getting late. Testimony's getting shorter. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1301. And your name is called. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call it roll, reminding the body it does require 2/3 vote for passage. Thank you.
Senator Albers? Aye. APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dehuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest? Greenfield? Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher? Cleven? Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Duxbury,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 31, nays 1, excused 3.
House Bill 1301 has received a 2/3 majority vote and is declared passed.